You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me. Greetings and God bless, whether or not you've tuned in at 7 a.m. and you're on your way to work, just like I am this morning. From in the Atlantic, maybe you are on your way to work as well. Maybe you're on your way to get a bite to eat, and it's lunchtime, 11:45 on 1510 a.m. WWBC. Maybe you're on your way home, 8:45 p.m. We've been on for some 15 years now at 8:45 at night. And for all of you here this evening who tune into this program in the evening, God bless you. Thanks for taking the time to join us here today. Hope you enjoy today's program. No matter who you are and no matter what time you've tuned in, we are in our ongoing study, our verse-by-verse study in the book of Romans. This is the last sermon of this series. We're looking at both chapters in this sermon, chapters 15 and 16, because much of chapter 16 is a lot of names. Greet so-and-so and greet so-and-so. Matter of fact, there's more greetings in the book of Romans than any other book. But there's still a lot of meat in this sermon, and reminds me of the Sermon of the Doctrine of Christ, my favorite sermon, my all-time best sermon the Lord's ever given me is, who and what do you know and believe about the Son of God? You're going to hear a lot of that coming out in this sermon as well. So let's get to that now. This is part two of this message that I've entitled, The Rest of the Story.
Now here in verse 7, another command, receive one another just like Jesus received us. Now, Paul's going to prove, using the Old Testament, that saving the Gentiles was God's plan all along. Verse 7, Romans 15, 7, therefore receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. For this reason I will confess you among the Gentiles, sing your name. Notice how many times Gentiles are in all these texts he's going to pick out. Verse 10, again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. Again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. And again, verse 12, Isaiah says, there should be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the people shall hope. Verse 13, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he ends the letter there, really, regarding the teaching and instruction. Now let's hit the high points. Let's wrap up the book of Romans here now this morning. The rest of chapter 15, Paul talks about visiting Spain and then visiting those in Rome, verse 24. Now let's skip down to chapter 16, starting in verse 17. Romans 16, 17. Now, I urge you, everybody there? I urge you, brethren, note those that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by smooth words and flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple. I love the way that King James calls his people soothsayers. Right? Soothsayers. Stroke you and tell you just what you want to hear. Now here's the command. Avoid those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the true doctrine that you were taught. And that rings true today. Stay away from those that divide the church. Stay away from people that cause offenses. Now the Apostle John said the same thing. Let's go there to further explain this. 2 John is only one chapter. 2 John verse 9. It says, whoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he's got both the Father and Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, nor bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. And what was the doctrine of Christ? Now everyone in this church has been coming here, knows what it is, because I preach it the first January of every year. The doctrine of Christ, teachings about Jesus, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life. God took a body. He died on the cross. He's the Son of God. He was raised up from the dead. He is the only way to heaven. And he's coming back again. If anyone does not share these core doctrines of Christ, don't let him into your house. And don't greet him. Now, if people in the church don't believe these things, like I said, Paul says, avoid them, stay away from them. John says, don't say hi to them, for he that bids them Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Now, most people won't do this. I do not know one person in this church, Island Community Church, that's obedient to that. I don't know one. Starting with me. I don't know one person in this church that's obedient to that command. If anyone doesn't share this doctrine that we hold to, don't let him into your house and don't say hi to him. But we do it all the time. Well, I don't believe in the resurrection. And what do? Wrap our arms around them and fellowship with them anyway. Well, I believe Jesus was homosexual. What do? Wrap your arms around him. Fellowship with him anyway. I don't believe he lived a sinless life. What do? Fellowship with him anyway. Don't believe he's coming back. What do? You fellowship with him anyway. Whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. We're all disobedient to this. I don't understand why, but we are. Romans 16, verse 18. For those that do such, that is, those who he's warning you to stay away from, not you who are disobedient to the command. Those that do such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by smooth words and flattering speech, what does it say? Deceive the hearts of the simple. Isn't that funny? False prophets always make you feel good and tickle your ear and tell you what you want to hear. Now, simple in this case doesn't mean stupid like many times in the Bible. This word here means unsuspecting. Not stupid. Or, you know, the opposite of smart. Slow. You know, Jesus calls them slow. Oh, you slow of heart to believe. And all the prophets have spoken. Jesus calls them stupid. Here it's unsuspecting. Some people, bless their hearts, just go along with everything and believe whatever they hear. They hear it in church or they hear it from a minister and they assume it must be true. If you heard it in church, it's got to be true, right? If you hear it from a minister, it's got to be true, right? If you hear it from somebody you trust, it's got to be true. Again, those who do such do not serve our Lord but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the simple. Let me say, there's nothing further away from the truth than that assumption. That if you hear it here, it's got to be true. Or hear it from a minister, it's got to be true. Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote. Listen to this text, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. 2 Corinthians 11, 13. It says, "For Satan himself transforms himself." Think of Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Different Greek word though. There, that's metamorphe, change forms. Satan's transformation is metaschema. That is, he puts a preaching coat on. He shaves his head bald. He grows a mustache. It's outward appearance. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing, or what's the surprise, if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Adrian Rogers says it all the time. Satan has his ministers in the pulpit all over America. This should not surprise you. You will know them by what comes out of their mouth. Don't believe in the resurrection. Don't believe in the virgin birth. You don't believe Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. You don't believe God took a body.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
My Savior leads me. Who have I to ask besides?